Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Reminder, we're going to plug it right now off the bat. 8 o'clock today, 2 hours from right now, in studio, between me and Sip.
Right over there.
Ken Shimmick, 10-11 News, Chief Meteorologist joins us. We cannot wait for 2 hours from right now.
Ken Shimmick Day here at the Ticket.
Yes.
Bill bought him a cake. It's sweet.
There's a cake. We have a cake here. And those
sweet.
And the breakers that stop in for an autograph or anything are welcome to a piece of cake.
Yep. Come in for a piece of cake.
You are welcome to stop by. We want the live audience. We don't have the bleacher set up for you, but you're welcome to sit down on the chairs out there and the couches. Yes. For Shimmick.
Chairs, couches, we have everything.
Show Ken your
support,
please.
Should we bring him over? Should we bring
some chairs over? What if all of a sudden the mill came in and all their stuff was set up over here for Ken Shimmick Day?
Well, they should just do that. That should be happening.
Good cake. Good
They'll
idea.
Be open by then.
Good idea.
Well, you want to have a cake for an event.
No, that's nice of you. You do nice things. That's nice of you.
Well, thank you. It's very nice.
Bill is the life of the party.
Laura was the big toe of this.
Really?
I had the concept. I had the verbiage on the cake. And then
you're the boss.
And then
are you the boss?
No, I'm not the boss. But she did go to Hy-Vee to obtain the cake.
Okay,
and that's a big part of the
it
cake.
Is.
It's a big part of the. Anybody can have the idea to get the cake.
You can talk about it.
Yeah, but the obtaining of the cake.
Action. Now,
there's no way she was going to do the verbiage on the cake. She was going to leave that to me,
which you did a great job with.
It's a festive cake.
Festive cake like that. It just says weather. And then 44.
Nice.
For 44 years of service.
We think that Ken will appreciate our humor and that.
Do we think Ken's funny?
I think he is.
He is.
There's no doubt about that.
I think he's got a good sense of humor.
Why are you putting that up?
Getting it ready for him.
That's in 2 hours. I'll put it
down. Yeah, we got time.
Leave it right there for now. Thank you, though.
Jake,
this whole thing with you standing now, this is, I don't know what this is. I've done this for 2.5 years. You've never stood, and now you do it every time.
It's just a phase. I promise it's a phase. He has different phases on the show. This will be fine.
It's super weird because I saw a clip of us from yesterday, and it looks like you're kind of looking down on me.
Ooh, I don't think so.
This is a power.
Love that.
Yeah, this is a power
stance.
Power stance. Yeah.
No, it's not that. I'm not comfortable in the chair.
You sat there for 2 years.
Never said a word. Not one time.
Sometimes in life, you got to make changes.
I have said it.
If there was something that bothered me forever, I'd say it. Not one time since I've been on the show, you mentioned the chair is concerning to me. No.
I do sit down occasionally.
Throughout the show, and you'll get back to it again. Idle chit chat. Yesterday, you guys would be proud of me. I went across the street to the Hampton Inn.
Whoa! You got invited?
No. I just went myself. I said I need to check and see. I'm going to go
with Bearded Ben.
By myself.
Did you use the restroom?
I did not. I did tour the hotel. It is beautiful. The Hampton Inn is not open yet. It will not be open for next week's Michigan State game. It will be open likely the week after that. So I would think that.
for the Northwestern game.
Jake, we've
end
been
of the
down
month.
This road before.
I know we have.
I'll believe when I see.
Oh,
exactly.
I took the two. I saw with my own eyes. They are very, very close to the finish line over there. And it's a cool looking building. They did a nice job.
Where'd you walk in?
The front door.
Okay.
The sliding doors were
open.
Yes, they were.
Now, did someone show you around?
I got a tour from Jessica, the sales rep there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about some marketing options.
Yeah, maybe we should stop with our criticism. Those plants look amazing.
No, what I told her is that we've mentioned the place no less than 1,000 times on these airwaves the last 2 years. Because
Jessica.
We've been fascinated by it. We want to see the people coming in and out of the Hampton Inn. So I said we have mentioned you guys free advertising for 2 years.
It does look nice in that side room where those big pieces of furniture are. There's three hanging pictures, obscure.
There's going to be a lot of interesting things that characters we're going to see. This is going to add to O Street. People in and out of the hotel.
100.
If you can just set up right outside of a hotel, you get a lot of good just random thoughts on people.
Those plants are amazing. The size of the pots.
They're large.
Those are sweet.
Wonder where they obtained those.
I don't know. I'd like to have one. And I bet that. How much do you think one of those pots is? Just put a ballpark on it. Price.
One pot? $400.
Oh, God, more than that. I'm going to say a couple grand. A
couple grand for a pot?
No.
Those big pots?
I can ask them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that she would know or who would know over there.
A couple grand. With the plant in it?
Yes. It's more of a shrubbery.
It seems a little high in price.
Yeah.
But I like where your head's at, though.
I would go a grand at the
We can ask somebody that.
Yeah. Ask Jessica.
I'll ask Jessica. No pool over there. No pool or hot tub at the Hampton Inn. So
no hot tubs. Fine. Those are passe.
I was just letting people know.
It's never been. I don't know when the last time was that. That's a great one to think about. Steve, when's the last time you were in a pool in a hotel? In the pool, in the water. I'm going to say it's been 40 years.
No, it hasn't 40. Been 40
Whoa.
Years for me. I mean,
maybe 30. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been in a hot tub.
No.
In your life?
Maybe one or two times. They creep me out. My sister got welts one time in one. I was like, I'm not doing it anymore.
All right. That's understandable. You had a situation there. It's fine. Yeah. I get that.
So,
you're saying like any hot tub or a public hot tub?
Just any. I won't.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't have a hot tub. We never had a hot tub. So it'd be somebody else's hot tub.
Okay.
The pool thing, I've definitely been in a pool.
I have this been 40 forever.
Years, seriously?
40 years for Bill.
Can you name your last time you were in a hotel pool?
Now that you mention it. No, I can't think of it, but I know I've been in one. God, 40 years. I like to think it's within 40 years. We're 58, 59. I know I've been swimming in a pool since I was 19 in a hotel. Yeah. For sure.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yes, but the Hampton Inn is close to fully operational. I look forward to the day they open.
Those are good.
They will have a grand opening at some point. We'll announce that in the airwaves for those who want to go partake in that.
It's right across the street from the ticket.
Yes.
It appears we've been told there's going to be a steakhouse
here. Yes, I can
confirm.
That does
not look as if that's ready to go.
No, confirm that will be a restaurant. Talked to Jessica about that yesterday also. That is not like with the hotel. It's same building, but separate entity there from the hotel. But it's a national chain. It's already been announced. Ribs and Chop House. That was already announced in the Journal Star, so I'm okay saying that. But they have a long ways to go, as you can tell over there in that part.
Ribs and Chop House.
Yes. That's the name of the restaurant.
That's a national chain?
I've never heard of it.
It's based out of Montana. They have several locations throughout states. Maybe just go regional.
Okay.
It's not like in the East Coast. Maybe some of the West Coast. It's not national, but definitely not just in the state.
Ribs and Chop House.
Just go regional on Ribs and Chop House.
It's starting to shape up over there.
Yeah, looks good. You should take a tour. Walk through there.
Can you?
I can help you out with that.
I don't want a guided tour. I can just go over there on my own. You just walk in.
Well, just go with me. We'll go over there together.
Okay.
Talk to Jessica and over there.
Well, we'll think about that, yeah.
Anything for idle chit chat for you?
No, I'm just glad to be home.
You were home yesterday.
Yep,
that's
you were on the show yesterday.
And you haven't traveled at all. The games have all been at home.
I don't know why. Yeah,
Is that the bye week? You're saying it's nice to be home.
Yeah.
Or what? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to have a week off.
Didn't add up at all.
We had to double take on that one.
I don't have. It does add up in a way, right? I mean, it's good to be where your feet are.
That's fair.
It's pretty. Has there been a more bizarre season than this one for as far as Nebraska football?
No travel.
No travel. I mean, no Kansas travel. City, in essence, is a home game.
Right. Road game in KC.
For some people, it was even closer than coming to Lincoln to go to Kansas City. It was the same distance or whatever, mm-hmm. right in the same area. So basically, it was a home game.
Yep.
Travel, minimum. And then you got all the home games. Then you have a bye week, then another home game. So it's like, that's insane.
Yeah. Sean's mentioned it several occasions that we don't travel for X number of days. It's amazing. It's nice, actually. But then the travel starts pretty full bore, right? You're going to
Maryland,
right?
And then Minnesota,
right?
You fly directly from Maryland directly to the Twin Cities? You'll come back home.
Come back for that week.
Didn't know. Will you guys drive to the Twin Cities?
That's a 6-hour drive.
6-hour drive. Sean will not. Sean will fly.
No. I think we're driving.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm 95% sure.
What time will you depart?
It's a Friday game.
Oh, it's a Friday game.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You probably depart on Friday. I assume you wouldn't go Thursday for that. Huh? It's a night game.
Huh. I don't know. You risk something.
It's possible. You get a little fender bender.
Goes wrong on the way up. No, all of a sudden, you're missing the game.
I actually think we'll go Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
They'll go the day before.
Okay.
Yeah. Sean likes to go to a steakhouse. So that's right. The main reason you go the night before. Because you guys really don't have, there's like no setup or anything. It's not like we have
to. No. You don't have, I mean, you really don't have to, but you are kind of chancing it. If you go on the day of, and it's a really long day if you do that, if you think about
that's
it.
That's a really
that's
long day.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're busting it from 6 a.m. to, or yeah, I don't know, maybe not 6 a.m. What time would you leave?
Game's at 7. You like to be there about at least 3 hours before the game, right?
100.
Okay. So you're leaving at the latest by, I would think, 7 or 8. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to go Thursday.
Because then you're working.
Confirm it. You got to go Thursday.
You're working until 1 a.m. I don't do any of the travel, so I don't even think, you know what, I don't even think about it, because it's just all done. Those guys decide, and they tell me, and I don't care if they tell me the day before, I'm fine. I just know there's a game.
You're going to miss out, you're going to miss some radio time, you're going to miss a lot of games on Saturday, you'll be driving back.
You can have Sirius on, though.
Yeah.
That helps. This is an epic week, by the way.
This one? Yes.
The biggest week I can ever remember of matchups.
It
really is.
And no Nebraska game to
just
watch.
Just off the cuff, off the top of my head, you have USC and Illinois at 11. Mm-hmm. And you have Georgia, Alabama in the afternoon. And then Oregon, Penn State at night.
That's
just
pretty
all
solid.
I need to know is those three.
That's it.
The Alabama game, same time as Penn State's night game, too.
I thought Alabama, Georgia was 2:30.
No, I don't think so.
My bad.
I'm pretty sure it's prime.
My bad. That's an error.
I wonder who CBS grabbed prime time.
I'm sorry.
That'd be Ohio State and Washington that is at 2:30.
Okay.
That's on CBS.
Yeah.
God, Alabama, Georgia, and Oregon, Penn State at the same time. That's okay.
The spread dropped 2 points, by the way, since yesterday. It was 9.5.
Money's coming in on the Huskies.
Yeah, 7.5 now. It was 9.5 yesterday morning, this
upset
exact
alert.
Time.
Upset alert.
Watch out for the Huskies. Watch out for Jed Fish getting it done at home.
And you think Illinois is in trouble a little bit here?
Well, they're an underdog.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, but that's talk about tough games. Kicking off at 9 a.m. your clock time for USC. That's a tough. The flight's not brutal, but it's pretty close to brutal. That's a long flight, L.A. to Illinois. That's a real one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a real one. And they've already made the flight already to Purdue.
I know.
And so it's like, wow.
They're asking those guys to do a lot. So we'll see what that looks like. See if Illinois isn't like, goes down two in a row. It takes a lot of steam out of all of that conversation, right?
Yeah, it does.
And USC, there is some steam. I heard on Danny and Dusty.
Yeah.
Those guys are talking like the metrics that maybe we don't look at are like USC's a top 10 type team.
I just didn't see it up front defensively. That's the only thing that says them that I'm not. They're not a top 10 team. A top 25 team, yes, not a top 10 team.
Are they twitchy?
Yeah, they are a little bit of twitchy. There's not enough girth, not enough mass kicks ass.
I don't get that.
What did Michigan State put, 31?
31 points, yep. It was 45-31 USC.
There are things in the world I will never understand. And why USC has holes on its roster is one. Like, why? I mean, you're in California. Mm. You can get any, you should be able to, your availability to players is magnificent. UCLA, too. Don't get it. Don't understand how Texas had such a downswing. They have all the money they need, and they have all the talent. So what's going on? There's no guarantees.
Yeah, I think during their time, Texas's time in the Big 12, they were like seventh in winning percentage. Seventh. That's insane.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. There's a lot that doesn't make sense, though. I guess that's what makes it good, right?
It does. I want to avoid any sort of a situation like we had with the golf outing last week. To put this out there already, I was at the volleyball game last night.
Okay.
In attendance there.
That's nice to know.
I was on the big screen twice.
You were because of timeout.
Scotland was on the big screen twice.
You're kidding me. Took her
to the match. Yeah. The match was like an hour and 20 minutes. It was fast. It was a sweep of Michigan. It's like you just got there and the match was over.
Is that right?
Incredibly quick match. Done by 7:20 last night. 6 p.m. start. Scotland was on the big screen twice, though.
Twice. Was she aware?
No. Nope. Just looking around, doing her thing.
Was she with Elizabeth or your bull?
She was with me the first time and then Elizabeth the second time.
Nice.
Were you at all... Did people identify you, Jake? Is there any sort of acknowledgement?
I got it. Two texts from people says I saw you on the big board. Even Swim, who was not at the match, said that somebody texted him that they saw me on the big board.
How about Jake being on the big board? I've never been on a big board.
Never.
Not one time.
Not one time. I mean, not that I want to be. But they
really. I'd imagine. I'd love to see them pan to the press box and see you guys on the.
That would be awesome. If all of a sudden they just sip.
It's wolfing a piece of pizza up there.
So that was a quick match.
It was against Michigan. Nebraska's 11-0.
So now, there you go. To get back to that though, like at halftime in the press box, do you more intermingle then, kind of talk to other pundits about what you're seeing, what's going on?
100.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Hey, this is kind of what's going on. So I see.
It goes fast though, as you know. Halftime goes really fast, and you grab some. There's popcorn and cookies. So you grab a couple, and I won't eat popcorn anymore. Bad for my stomach. I will eat the cookies and pop, and then talk to whoever.
Is there anybody in particular? Okay, I'm gonna make sure I'll definitely talk to Mitch
Jim the
Sherman.
Clock Runner.
Jim the Clock Runner. Yeah. Okay.
So he's running the clock for the stadium.
For the Big Ten.
For the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
George, I try to get George.
Darlington?
Yeah. He's always very thoughtful. He always has, he sees things at a high
level. What was his take at the halftime?
Didn't get him at halftime. Well, I did. I didn't ask him. We were talking about something else. I talked to El Kent a lot.
El Kent Wolgamont.
Yeah, I usually seek out El Kent.
Who's that?
He used to write a lot of the entertainment stuff for the Journal Star, right?
Long time.
Music and concerts and movies.
And do you talk about concerts and at that time, or you talk football?
Both. I mean, we talk about whatever. We're friends going way back. I mean, going 35 years. He's great dude. And he's always pleasant to talk to.
A fellow Raiders fan also, like yourself.
Yes, he's a Raiders fan.
Don's the Raiders jacket.
Bill, you could talk to him for hours because he knows the star. Like he can call up Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
You know, he knows Waylon Jennings.
Let's call him up. Let's call Willie.
He knows, because he goes. For years he went down to that South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Every year, every single summer, he'd go down to that big concert thing and rub elbows with people.
God, there's
like that.
That's the elbow signal.
I saw that.
That's the elbow signal.
That's how you do it, huh?
And he'd come back with store. It was sweet.
That would be a fun time. I'd like to be up there at halftime of a game. It'd be fun to have that conversation.
It's pretty fun. I gotta admit, it's pretty fun. I like it. I like game days a lot.
You have mentioned, though, it's getting a little bit loud up in the press box, though.
Well, fine.
We put it out. You mentioned
like
the show.
Sports bar up there sometimes.
A little loud.
Yeah.
A little loud.
I think the last game, it wasn't as bad.
Okay. Is there cheers or gasps?
There's all kinds of stuff going on up there.
A play that happens. It's
just like, Bill, think about like at Brewski's. That's what it's like. Kind of like that.
That's
sometimes.
My atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, I better watch it now. Keith's going to come down.
Why?
Because it's his press box.
And he probably wants it to be quiet. This is helping Keith out.
Is he just walking the line, kind of make sure everyone, does he ever have a stern look at anybody?
At me? Yeah. He doesn't walk the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Just peruse.
Walk the back line.
Go back and forth.
Just back and forth.
Quiet you.
Keep an eye on everybody.
Quiet you.
Hush down.
Yeah. Yeah. No, hey, Grand Island Independent. Pipe down.
A little loud over there.
A little loud over there.
Bring it down a notch.
Grand Island Independent. There was one rider that was singled out in one of the games this year. It was very eye-opening. I wouldn't want to be singled out.
He gets like during the
during the game. I'm not gonna say who it is.
To be
Don't
quiet.
Ask me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it down.
Keep it down.
Yeah. If it was like Sipple, keep it down. It'd be really embarrassing. Yeah.
Mortifying, isn't it?
I don't know that I'd go mortified.
The whole press box hearing that.
I don't think the person was mortified that
we can ask them.
Hey, no, we can't.
Were you mortified?
You're not gonna know who it is. But he's a veteran. It's a male. He's a veteran. He wasn't mortified. I don't think he gave a damn.
That'd been great. Just threw the bird back at him.
No, I'm good. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking.
It gets loud, though. Like, me and Sean and Rob get loud sometimes. Me and Rob got into a little spat one game. I mean, like, I...
What happened?
What'd you fight about?
You know me.
You're combative. You're combative.
He was saying something about Dylan. No. He was saying something about Mekhi Nelson. And I was like, he's got like two carries. How are you judging he's got two damn carries? It was that type of thing. Well, and Sean was like,
I'm pretty much on your side on this one. I don't think right now someone can give me a full like that. We know about Mekhi. No, you don't.
Do we?
You have no idea.
Yeah, about five carries in the season.
Yeah. What about you? Well, what we know Ives is. No, you don't. He played against
Houston Christian.
And
that's it.
Well, I don't want to do this because I don't want to. Rob's a good friend of mine. But, you know, you get into it with guys sometimes, right? Over stuff like that is what it is. It gets opinionated up there.
Now, I was thinking about this. So one of the more, there's been like epic plays. And you take in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
And one of the more epic plays against a Michigan team was the pre-halftime Hail Mary. That was one of the more epic plays.
I would agree with that.
And it just washed away like it didn't happen.
I know.
Because
you
lost.
Take advantage of it.
Because you lost. Because once that happens, like, remember that play? It's like,
Well, then Nebraska had three straight three and outs in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they had a long touchdown run in a 58-yard field goal. Oh.
The momentum never carried over. It doesn't even really talk about it. It's not even it was shown like that day, but other than that, that's it. It's never
didn't carry over.
No, there's no carryover to it whatsoever.
None. They had three and outs right out of the gate, right?
Yes.
And Michigan scored twice.
Well, and they were benefited by the penalty. It could have been another one that was three and out for Nebraska. It was a third and 15 that they get a taunting, and so they get a field goal that drive. Mm-hmm. But without that, it's even worse.
Yes.
Out of the half.
You'd be talking about that play way more if they would have capitalized in some form or fashion.
It's too bad. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
And those sprayers, Joey's made it very clear, they're all GPS'd. So, you're spraying perfectly. Oh. Back in the day, it was manual. You're just kind of doing the best you can back there. You're running the sprayer like that. Now you still have someone running the sprayer, but it's all GPS now. So right now,
serious?
when they start to harvest corn here soon, Steve, me and you could head up to Plainview and with Bert Lingenfelter, and we could go out and combine corn, and we could do it.
Really?
You and me could do it. Yes, because it's all GPS. You just got to get in there and just make sure something doesn't explode. That's about it. It guides itself. Yes.
The big thing guides itself.
Now, Bert, which is an expert, he still does a field of corn manually, just to throw back, just to be like, Bert Lingenfelter. If I could please, if Bert's going, I'll just do this thing. It's like they did back in 1964. I'm going to try this. And he does one manually. So,
God.
That's a dude.
Yeah, Bert a dude now.
Yeah. He's wearing bib overalls right now.
He's a dude.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always.
Interested in I am interested. Combining corn right now. That's an interest
we're,
to me.
We're rolling,
we're,
though.
We're an ag program, Jake.
We are ag program. We do love ag.
Probably not rolling too much yet, but I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks, things are going to get real. Yeah, things are going
to
get real.
I hate to do that, but then allergies become more of a factor, I
true,
think.
True, they would.
I never think about it until after
you
the
need
fact.
Your, was it Zyrtec? Yeah. What were you taking? What was your allergy medicine you're taking? Was it Zyrtec?
Well, that was for something else, but oh, okay. Yeah, Zyrtec 5.
Yeah, I take an allergy pill every day.
You do.
Every morning. It's just in my repertoire.
100.
Yes.
Yeah, I should. I don't, but I should. What do you want to talk about over there, Sparky?
Well, thank you, Sparky. 464-5685.
Sparky fits you so well.
I don't like Sparky.
but you are. I don't like Sparky. Don't call me Sparky.
I don't think Sparky is the most flattering.
What about Sparks?
Say.
I said Sparks. Sparks?
No, it's fine. I can work with it.
Sparky means energy to
it's
me.
Been
Jake
a big,
has energy.
It's been a big year of power plays in the conferences. Big Ten.
People flexing.
SEC. A lot of flexing. I mean, we knew back in earlier in the year, we talked about how the SEC was sticking with 8 conference games. They weren't going to move off that. And now that, of course, has been changed to 9 within the last month. And, of course, they said 2 days ago, that they were going to play 10 power conference opponents at minimum per Brett McMurphy of On3.
Good job, Brett.
Yesterday, he says the Big Ten right now has no immediate plans to do the same. They're going to stick, as of right now, still, until something changes, to 9 conference games and not require one of those non-conference games to be against a power conference school.
What do you make of that, Bill?
I hate it. Absolutely
I know, but what do you
it.
Why are they not?
I think it's just kind of the number one thing. Yeah, we'll do what we want to do. And I think the Big Ten and the SEC just go back and forth right now at each other. And I think it's just one of the things that we might do it. Not going to demand them.
You could be right.
That would be my number one thing because I want more better games. Right now, how excited are we that Penn State had played no Power 4 teams to start up?
We mocked it.
Played
Villanova.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
So, it could show up on Saturday.
Yeah, and so I don't like it at all. No, I want everyone to play. This year's schedule, Nebraska play day, Power 4 team. Kudos. Love it. Everyone that did, love it. So if you're not doing that, no.
Next 2 years, Nebraska does not play a Power 4 team.
Yeah. I don't like that either. I don't like it for the fans.
We took Tennessee off the schedule, which Nebraska fans are bothered by. We wanted to go to Tennessee and have Tennessee come here. Not happening.
It would have been one of the – also, the Tennessee trip would have been even more epic than going to Georgia. It would have been. The Tennessee scene – The Vol Nation, the Vol Navy, all the stuff that goes with it, 100-some thousand. I mean, the fans in Tennessee, it's different. And so you missed that out. So, no, I don't like the Nebraska, but I'm like, that's everybody. I think Penn State not playing one this year. No, I just want good games. I want games.
Here's the deal. Is this just a matter of the Big Ten will announce on its own timetable? Is it just that? Is it simple?
Well, it won't mean anything, though, because everyone else is doing it.
They can announce it maybe in a month. You know,
well, it could be. I mean, remember the ACC,
is that what this is?
The ACC came out a month ago and said we're good with 8 games. Right. They did. Then all of a sudden, month later, no, we're actually going to play 9, and we're also going to play a Power 4 non-conference.
There's no explanation in this article as to why they won't do it. There's nothing that says okay. Here's why they don't.
Says no immediate plans.
No immediate plans. Yeah, there's nothing on the immediate horizon, like not in the next couple of weeks, but I could see it in a month when we forget about this. Oh, yeah, Big Ten's going to do it too. Okay. Yeah. And it's over. How could they not do it? How do you not do it for the sake of the playoff? That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, you want uniformity.
You want uniformity. That's what I want. I want all 4 conferences the same. And if they
100.
And to say, well, we're all going to go backwards. We're all just going to play 8. Well, that sucks because then you don't have near as many games. So you're going to see great games now. Imagine there's another round of SEC games. That's another round of great games. They're going to play somebody else in a Power 4. That's great games. That's great. ACC, same thing. It's better games. And they're going to go out and play someone else. Better games. That's all I care about. The stacking, what's going to go away is the stacking of wins that don't matter.
All right.
That's the part that is going where before is like, okay, in basketball, they mean nothing. They don't. Those games don't exist. They only exist if you screw up and lose them. You play a bad team, South Carolina State or whoever, and you lose at
Lipscomb.
Home. Yeah, and you lose at home by 8. then it's going to cost you.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you to win.
Doesn't there? They do not even look at that at all.
Pads your coach's win total, though.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah. You know, it does. See, the Big Ten was thumping its chest this summer, remember?
They were.
We need to standardize the schedule across the board. Yeah. We want to have objective criteria for who should be in the playoffs and who shouldn't. So now, okay.
And we don't match up.
No, SEC has now added another conference game and required a Power 5 non-conference opponent, where the Big Ten is just staying put.
No, the Big Ten won't stay put. They can't. They won't. There's no way they can't.
But by the way, the Big 12 has already been doing this the last 2 years. The Big 12 has been playing a minimum of 10 Power Conference teams the last two seasons already.
9 plus 1.
Yes.
Also, that's the reason why we have this year there was two of them, and I think the Arizona, if you look on the standings, Arizona K-State did not count as a conference game. That was
weird.
Which is so weird.
Why is that?
Because they had to schedule a Power 4 team. So they scheduled someone that they weren't on their schedule.
Well.
And so that but
I got it.
But hey, that's awesome.
Whatever, yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's not a bad deal at all. All I care about is good games. And like you said, in the committee, this is the first time, the first year, where it's been hammered to the committee. They better have quality wins. Because right away they're just going to say, okay, Penn State, what'd you do at that? Okay, you beat Nevada. Nope, doesn't count. Yeah. Villanova, nope, none of that stuff
counts. Don't care.
The only game that counts right now when they get together at the committee is what happens against Oregon. Mm. That's the one they're even looking at.
Big.
I didn't want to hear about it because the record anymore is not going to add up for enough. And it shouldn't add up enough, too, for what bowl games you end up getting. If you're not a playoff team and you're a bowl team and you're an 8-4 team, but you didn't have any, but you have three layup wins,
right. That
should not affect you in that. But it doesn't really happen because we all know that they're selected a lot by, will any fans come to the game? That's a big part of it.
Oh, God.
People are not begging to get Cal in the Liberty Bowl because it's not like I said, well, Cal's showing up. Where do those fans get here? No, there'll be 12 fans that show up.
Yeah. Literally. Here's why college football is beautiful, too. It's mathematically impossible for all 17 ACC teams to play 9 ACC games. So 16 will play 9 league games and 1 will play 8. But all ACC schools will play a minimum of 10 power conference opponents. So weird.
Yeah, just to have that. What are you guys at? We're at 17. Why would you not, if you're the ACC, why would you not just add the one other
somebody.
team? There's a team. Who is the team? It's Memphis.
Memphis
is backed by FedEx. They got kinds of money. I mean, they are well positioned. And guess what? They're somewhat in the footprint of where it's not all of a sudden if flying to Memphis isn't that hard from Clemson. You know, it's like it's an hour flight if that. So it fits. Then you have
I think it kind of there's a little, you know, the whole academic thing. Yeah. Like putting Memphis in the same league as Duke. I mean,
that does seem a little bit odd.
You know what I'm saying?
A little odd. Yeah. And Stanford, you mean? Stanford's in the same league as well. Stanford and Duke and Memphis over
Hold
here.
Now, what,
they don't
what,
quite
hang on,
jive culturally.
Out. What do we really know about Memphis academics? Can you speak on them?
I know enough.
Are they really? Is it like, hey, all you got to do is
I think
14 ACTs are welcome.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody saying, I'm either going to Stanford or Memphis.
Harvard, Stanford, Memphis.
Play sports? No, just academics. I'm pre-med.
You can't decide between Duke and Memphis.
I'm pre-med. Where are you going to go? I don't know. It looks like Memphis.
Oh, wow.
Wow, imagine that one.
How many rejected you?
Yeah.
If I know, I wonder if there's a lot of people that are here in med school here in Nebraska. Like, where'd you go to undergrad? Memphis.
Oh, wow. All right. No, yeah,
you shouldn't say that.
No,
know.
I shouldn't have laughed like that.
But all I'm saying is Memphis would be a school.
I'm saying it might not be.
Yes.
One other note. It appears the playoff next year will still be at 12 teams unless something changes. 2026.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
12-team playoffs. Yep.
Same thing. That's just two people just staring each other down.
And
no one giving. That's what it is. I mean, everyone wants, I mean, in essence, no one's going to freak out over 12. Everyone would like to have the 16. That's a shot for, that's in my opinion, for everyone. But for Nebraska, Nebraska wants 16. You want four more options to get in. I mean, that helps you. That means you're going to get probably, I mean, right now, what's everyone think the SEC and the Big Ten are getting? four teams.
Yep.
That's what you think.
Probably.
So if you have, you'd get five, most likely. There's a great chance you're getting five teams in.
And then USC would be.
And then.
But anyway, no, I'm kidding. But you're right.
I hate the flex of just looking at each other, and it's all because one wants whatever 11 five, whatever it is,
five plus 11,
five plus 11, and one wants whatever
the four two,
whatever it is. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
And then there's like, no, we want the automatic qualifiers, and we don't want them. And because it's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
So you're talking about the Big Ten and SEC staring down.
They are staring because the Big 12 and they're when they're all at the table like the ACC and the Big 12 are like, what are they going to do? What's going on? They're like texting each other. Hey, check it
out. What's Petiti say?
Look at Petiti staring at Sankey. This is hilarious.
It's getting uncomfortable over here.
This is
chilly over there.
Chilly over there.
Stare down.
Imagine if you're the ACC or like during coffee during a break like they're going to Sankey. I love this 5-11. I'm with you, man. And then during the next break, they're talking to Petiti. Oh man, I tell you, automatic qualifiers are a way to go for us. That's what we're thinking.
Sankey's pompous.
Yeah. Petiti.
I would like to think that's not happening. Like that they're.
I don't think. I think
you're right,
it is.
Though. Yeah.
I think that's the whole reason that the same thing with like the Big Ten is saying. You know, because what happened with it? The SEC was like, we like our eight. Also, they go, you know what? Tell you what, Big Ten, we're going to go 9+1. You like that? And they're like, yeah, we're not going to do it then ourselves. No, then.
Exactly. Yeah. Sort of petty is what we're talking about.
We're looking at petty right now. Yeah. We're looking at petty and not Tom Petty.
No. Wish we were looking at Tom Petty. Like, R.I.P. Tom Petty.
R.I.P. Is there a Tom Petty song today?
No.
Any more Carly Simon?
No, today's Heyman's song. Today's Heyman's song.
Okay, it's Heyman today.
Heyman, you got to try to talk. Top Carly Simon.
That's tough. Yeah. I mean, that's impossible. Isn't that impossible?
Sif gave it a 10. I was a 9.
I hit
four
the top of the mountain.
Yeah, you hit that. You hit a mountain that was so unreachable.
You did. I'm
serious. At least I reached the mountain, though.
Yeah,
I reached the top. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where might you send the breakers, Bill?
The bird.
Early bird.
Not late.
And K. Lots of free parking, and it's spacious.
Ample
parking.
Ketchup.
A lot of ketchup. They have a variety of
hot sauce,
variety of breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, French toast, waffles, every item you want, including the world famous hash holes. Stop by today. Open every day until 2 p.m. Early bird, 19th and K.
Hot syrup. They heat their syrup.
And boats of gravy.
Yes, boats of gravy.
God,
boats.
That's gravy. Right now.
And then I love when you're with someone and there's gravy on it and someone that says to the waiter, can I get some extra gravy? I love when someone says that and it's like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then a boat of gravy comes out for bonus gravy and hot syrup.
Hey, that sounds so good.
That's living right there.
That's living. Oh, and you get bonus gravy. Yeah. It's like when you get a malt with the extra metal container comes with it.
Oh.
And you get the bonus malt.
It's living.
You should get that King's.
King's. I was going to say, King's, get a cheese Frenchie. And a chocolate malt.
Oh, baby. Oh,
better times.
When we come back, look at some games tonight.
Oh, baby.
Early break on the team.
That was erotic. Baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.